ओम शांति। ओम शांति।
प्यारे
टुडे बाप
दादा
इज सीइंग ऑल ऑफ गॉड्स लवली चिल्ड्रन एवरीवेयर। टुडे बाप दादा इज सीइंग ऑल ऑफ गॉड्स लवली चिल्ड्रन एवरीवेयर। Out of multi-millions, there are only a handful of God's lovely children. Out of multi-millions, there are only a handful of God's lovely children, because it is only at this time that you are able, because it is only at this time that you are able to experience God's love. Throughout the whole cycle, you have experienced the love of souls, of great souls, and of religious souls throughout the whole cycle. You have experienced the love of souls, of great souls, and of religious souls. But God's love can only be experienced now at the confluence age, which all of you children are experiencing. Which all of you children are experiencing. Which all of you children are experiencing. If someone asks you where God is, if someone would ask you where God is, what reply would you give him? He is with me. He stays with me. So what reply would you give him? He is with me, he stays with me, he stays in my heart. You are experiencing this, are you not? You are experiencing this, are you not? Only you know. Only you know this. And only you have the experience of this love. Only you know this, and only you have the experience of this love. The Father stays in my heart, and I stay in the Father's heart. you know that only you have received the fortune. Only you have received the fortune to experience the intoxication of God's love. You know that only you have received the fortune to experience the intoxication of God's love. What is the sign of having love for someone? What is the sign of having love for someone? The sign of that is you sacrifice yourself to that one whom you have love for. The sign of that is you sacrifice yourself to that one whom you have love for. Now, what does, all of you know what the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul wants from all of you children. All of you know what the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul wants from all of you children. The Father's desire for each of you children is, that each one of his children becomes equal to the Father. As is the Father, so should the children's stage also become just as elevated. And what is that elevated stage? It is the stage of complete purity. Such purity that such purity that impurity cannot come even in your dreams. The stage of complete purity, such purity that impurity cannot even come in your dreams. Are you creating such a completely pure stage that impurity does not come even in your dreams? A stage of purity in which there is no name or trace of any type of impurity. A stage of purity in which there is no name or trace of any type of impurity. present, at present because of the time coming closer, as time is coming closer at present, Bap Dada is giving this signal. Bap Dada is giving this signal. Bap Dada is giving this signal according to the closeness of time, that even having waste thoughts, is a sign of impurity. Even having waste thoughts is a sign of impurity. So, check. Check whether throughout the day, whether any waste thoughts of arrogance or insult, abhiman or apman, whether any waste thoughts of arrogance, abhiman or insult, apman, pulls you towards itself. Why? Why? Because while moving along, if you consider the specialities given to you by the Father, to be your own specialities and become arrogant of that, if you consider the specialities given to you by the Father to be your own specialities and become arrogant of that, then that is also waste thoughts and impure thoughts. Then that is also waste thoughts and impure thoughts of the consciousness of I. So that is also waste thoughts and impure thoughts of the consciousness of I. Such as, I am no less. I also know everything. I am no less, I also know everything. Only this thought of mine is right and elevated. Such thoughts of the ego of I are also a trace of subtle impurity. Only this thought of mine is right and elevated. Such thoughts of the ego of I are also a trace of subtle impurity. So check yourself.
So check yourself.
check whether there isn't any trace of waste thought of any type of impurity still remaining. So check whether there isn't any, whether there is any thought, any trace or waste thought of any type of impurity still remaining. Because you lovely children of God are instruments to bring the time of establishment of the pure world close. Because you lovely children of God are instruments to bring the time of establishment of the pure world close. As you are the instruments, your vibrations of the vibrations of instrument souls spread everywhere. So vibrations of instrument souls spread everywhere. Therefore, check. If there are any type of wasteful, thoughts still pulling you towards yourselves, towards yourself, therefore check whether there are any type of wasteful thoughts pulling you towards themselves. Because now, the pure world and the pure kingdom are coming close. Because now the pure world and the pure kingdom are coming close. As sorrow and peacelessness are increasing in different forms everywhere, so the vibrations of purity are needed. As sorrow and peacelessness are increasing in different forms everywhere. The reason for sorrow and peacelessness is impurity. Impure souls and devotee souls. And so impure souls and devotee souls need double service. So impure souls and devotee souls now need double service. Bhagdada has seen that Vasudada has seen that service through words is taking place everywhere with a lot of splendor. Bap Dada has seen that service through words is taking place everywhere with a lot of splendor. You are now finishing their complaint. You are now finishing their complaint. However, souls now need extra sakash. However, souls now need extra sakash. You can do this by giving them sakash, courage and zeal and enthusiasm by serving through your mind. So you can give them sakash, courage and zeal and enthusiasm by serving them through your mind. So at this time, there is a need for double service, service through words and service through thoughts, So double service is needed for such souls. And for this, Bap Dada has said that each of you children should consider yourself to be an ancestor. Bap Dada has said that each of you children should consider yourself to be an ancestor. You are the foundation of this Kalpa tree. You are the foundation of this Kalpa tree.
Bap Dada.
You are the ancestors and worthy of worship souls. You are the ancestors and worthy of worship souls. Bap Dada continues to hear the sound of the unhappy children. Bap Dada continues to hear the sound of the unhappy children. The sound of the call of those souls. The sound of the call of those souls should reach you children. Bhaktada is able to hear the sound, but the sound of the call of those souls should reach you children. You have to become completely pure souls. You have to become completely pure souls. You are becoming that, and you have to become that. But along with that, so you are becoming completely pure souls. You have become and you are becoming that. You also have to increase serving through the mind. You also have to increase serving through the mind. You also have to increase serving through the mind. Today,
Sukhshanti,
the world, today in the world, happiness, peace and contentment are decreasing in the souls today in the world. Happiness, peace and contentment are decreasing in the souls.
So,
now, you souls who are worthy of receiving God's love, need to give, souls a handful of love, contentment and happiness. So you need this, that you need to give souls a handful of love, contentment and happiness. To the unhappy souls, you have to give a handful of happiness. So you have to give a handful of happiness to the unhappy souls. Firstly, give them. Firstly, give them sakash by serving with your mind. And secondly, through your face and activity, reveal the Father. So firstly, give sakash by serving with your mind, and secondly, reveal the Father through your face and activity. Bhaktada is pleased with the service that you have done and are doing. Bhaktada is pleased with the service that you are doing and have done also. And that there is zeal and enthusiasm everywhere. But one service still remains to be done. The Baba is explaining what is that one service that is still to be done. Until now, there has been the sound that Brahma Kumari make human beings good. That is, he makes them good human beings. And that you liberate them from impure interactions, you liberate them from that. you are doing the service very well, that the government wants. The government wants the youth group to do that service of having pure interactions. So government wants that, wants the youth group to do. However, now they should say, the Father has come. God has already come. This is what they should say. So till now they say you are making people good, you are liberating them from pure interactions and all that. But what Baba wants is that now they should say the Father has come. God has already come. And that they are giving knowledge given by God. My Father has come to give the inheritance. By their vision now going to the Father, so when their vision goes to the Father, they will be they also will be attracted by God's love. They also will be attracted by God's love and godly attraction. They have already begun to say, this is good, this is good. They have already begun to say that. This is good, this is good. But the revelation of God the Father will attract them and make them good. So, they should now recognize the Father. And that the one whom they had been remembering is giving that knowledge and that inheritance. So now bring them close to the Father by serving through your mind. The Father should be revealed through your face, your activity, and your eyes. So now, make this plan among yourselves. Sit together and make this plan among yourselves. Bab Dada saw that children. Bab Dada saw that from time to time the children have put their plans that Bap Dada has given into practice with great discipline and with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, and you're still doing that. So for that, Bap Dada, to all the children, so Bap Dada is giving all the children multi-million fold congratulations for that. Yes, you can clap. That whatever plans Bap Dada has given, that you are bringing into practice with great discipline and with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, and for that, Bap Dada is giving the children multi-million fold congratulations. But now, make the addition. What addition you should make to that? That God is giving an inheritance. This addition should come. That God is giving an inheritance. And if you don't take the inheritance now, then when will you take it? If you don't take the inheritance now from the Father, then when will you take it? The Father feels mercy. The Father feels mercy seeing this atmosphere of the children's sorrow and peacelessness. You and the Father know that. You and the Father know that this is going to go into the extreme. Sorrow and peacelessness is going to go into the extremes. There cannot be the end without the extreme. So everything has to go to an extreme, and then there will be the end. There cannot be the end without the extreme. So at such a time, don't just tell them the knowledge, but give them this experience. So not just let them hear about it, but give them an experience. That God is giving the inheritance. All of you also ask, do you not? That when and how will God's revelation take place? That when and how will God's revelation take place? You ask that from Baba. The sound has reached as far as them, saying the Brahma Kumaris are doing good work. But who is teaching the Brahma Kumaris? Who is the bestower for the Brahma Kumaris and Brahma Kumars? Who is teaching them? So they are doing good work, yes, but who is teaching them? Now you have to bring the time close, and thereby bring about completion. Who is going to bring the completion close? Each of you children should consider yourself to be an instrument for this, for bringing the time close and bringing about completion. So each one of you children should be an instrument for this. Together with that, the Father has given you the responsibility. sun shows father.
Koi koi. Jab baap ko jante, to dekho, aap sabne baap ko
jante. See, when you recognize the father, what happened? What happened when you recognized the father? You recognized him, you knew him. You knew him, you recognized him, and then having become his children, you claim the right to the inheritance from the father. So now, there should be a queue. There should be a queue formed of the souls who will come to claim their inheritance. But why is this queue still not happening? Why is this queue stuck and not happening yet? Why is it not being formed yet? Because some children even now are caught up in the queue of their waste thoughts. So children are also in the queue of their waste thoughts. This is why the queue of souls is not forming yet. So you are also in the queue of waste thoughts. Why, what, how? You too ask these questions. So now, you have to. You give time for this, for these questions, and the result of that is you haven't yet finished the waste. So you give time for these questions, and so you haven't yet finished the waste. The wasteful, that is Vyarth, creates an obstruction to becoming powerful or Samarth. So if there's Vyarth, you cannot become Samarth. The wasteful creates an obstruction to becoming Samarth. Vyarth becomes an obstruction to becoming Samarth. Wasteful creates an obstruction to becoming powerful. The earth is wasteful and some earth is powerful. You have to bring the time for completion close, and for that you have to finish the waste. You have to become, you have to bring the time for completion close, and for that you have to finish the waste. Baba is giving you the courage. It's not that you have to do it, you are to do it, but you definitely have to do it. It's not that you are to do it, but you have to do it. It should not even enter your dreams, let alone your thoughts. It should not even enter your dreams. Those who consider themselves to be such courageous souls, so make yourself so courageous. Celebrate this day of finishing all waste, those who consider themselves to be such courageous souls, who have finished their waste, because these waste thoughts waste a lot of time. They if there are waste thoughts, then you are not able to get any experience. So as the time of finishing waste is coming close, you are the ones who are to bring that time close. Those who think that we will finish all waste and bring the time closer, time of completion closer, we will definitely do that. Not even in your dreams should waste thoughts come. Leave aside thoughts, but not even in your dreams. So, those are such courageous souls, those who consider themselves to be courageous souls, raise your hand. Who will do that or who are doing that? You are raising your hand. You are raising the hand of your mind, are you not? It is very easy to raise your physical hand. But are you raising the hand of your mind? Those of you who are raising the hand of your mind, now raise your hand. It is the hand of your mind, is it not? Those of you who consider yourselves to be Bap Dada's true heirs, you raise your hand. Those who consider yourselves, those who consider themselves to be Bap Dada's true heirs, raise your hand. Are you heirs? Even the VIPs are raising their hands. Even the VIPs are raising their hands. So, good. Achha. Now the air quality ones, those who are heirs, such souls, should have the determined thought that you will give this thought to Bap Dada from now. Bap Dada, you will give this thought that from now, not at some point, not sometime, but now we will definitely finish all waste thoughts. So from now we will finish all waste thoughts. Do you have this courage that you will finish all waste thoughts? Raise your hand if it is yes. So they are raising their hand again. Achcha. Those who feel that this is a strong thought of the mind, of not just raising your physical hand, but raising the hand of your mind, you such raise your hands. Such ones raise your hand. It's the hand of the mind. What about those at the back, sitting in the back? Are you raising your hand? Now raise both your hands. Those who are firm in this, raise both hands. So what day is it today? What day is it today? What day is it today? It is the day to finish all waste. It is a day to finish all waste and to become powerful. And what is this other task? So one task is to finish all waste and become powerful. And the other task, the second task is to bring the day of the completion of sorrow and peacelessness close. To finish, it is the day of the completion of sorrow and peacelessness to come close. So these are two tasks. One is to be constantly powerful and the other is to bring the powerful time close. Is that all right? Are both the tasks okay? Not to Baba if you think, yes, you will do both these tasks. Why is Bap Dada saying this? Because Bap Dada can hear. Bap Dada can hear the call and the cry of sorrow a great deal. Because Bap Dada can hear the call and the cry of sorrow a great deal. Baba doesn't know why you cannot hear it. Why you cannot hear the cry of sorrow and the call of souls. When Bap Dada can hear that, when Bap Dada can hear that, when Bap Dada can hear that, then you children who consider yourselves to be heirs, those who are to claim the inheritance, as you are the ones who are to claim the inheritance, you should have mercy for those who are to receive their inheritance. You should have mercy for those who are to receive their inheritance. Why can't you have mercy? Why are you not able to have mercy? But for that, there should be unlimited disinterest in the world, unlimited disinterest and mercy. Do not give time to the queue of why and what in trivial matters. Do not give your time to why and how and what in trivial matters. Bap Dada's long lost and now found beloved children. So, oh Bab Dada's long lost and now found beloved children, the children who are blessed with multi-million fold blessings. Now, make your thoughts determined. Make your thoughts determined. Use the key of determination even more. Use the key of determination even more. Become karma yogis. Become karma yogis. You are those with a karma yogi life. A life is for all time, not just for some time. So become karma yogi, lifetime karma yogis. So now let your merciful, compassionate form of being a remover of sorrow and a bestower of happiness emerge. So now let your merciful, compassionate form of being a remover of sorrow and a bestower of happiness emerge. Bab Dada has been telling you for a long time about the period of suddenly. So Bab Dada has been telling you about this period of suddenly. So at least, fulfill the call of the devotees. So at least fulfill the call of the devotees before anything happens suddenly. Hear the sound of sorrow of the unhappy ones. Now, each of you, whether young or old, you are world transformers. So you should consider yourself to be responsible for transforming the sorrow of the world and bringing about the world of happiness. Until when will Bab Dada continue to come and go? Until when will Bab Dada continue to come and go? This is why it has to now happen suddenly. This is why it now has to happen suddenly. So now, O air quality souls, you have to enable souls to receive their inheritance. Now play the part of being merciful. Do not think, when will this happen? It will happen suddenly. This is why you definitely have to finish waste. This is why you definitely have to finish waste. Not that it will happen, but that you definitely do have to do it. Bab Dada saw the result and checked the philosophy of each one's karma, the fate of karma of each one. Bab Dada saw the result and checked that. Baba checked your speed of effort and also checked the account of the accumulation of treasures.
The result mechanic.
So what did Bab Dada see in the result? So what did Baba see in the result? You make very good effort to accumulate, but there's a variety of percentage in what you accumulate. You think that you have accumulated. You think that you have accumulated, but what you have accumulated is only a percentage. You think that you have accumulated a lot, but you have accumulated only little. A little is accumulated, but it is not accumulated for all time. You do it for so long, but there's a difference in accumulating it for a long time and accumulating it for little time. This is why Bab Dada is now enabling you to have. So now Bab Dada is enabling you to have.
Isliye Bab Dada abhi ek.
Bab Dada is now enabling you to have determined thought for each and everything. For each and everything. He made you do it for anger. However, so it's not just giving up anger, but then there should not be any upheaval in your mind about anyone. There should not be any upheaval in your mind about anyone. There should not be any why and what for anyone. Yes, you have controlled anger through your mouth. Some of you have done this very well. You have controlled anger through your mouth. However, it still continues in your mind a little bit. However, it still continues in your mind a little bit. You are trying to finish it, no doubt. you are trying to finish it, no doubt. Nevertheless, Bab Dada is pleased that your attention has been drawn. You have begun to realize that only you will be at loss. So if you get angry, you will be at loss, not the one with whom you are getting angry, but you will be the loser. So you have begun to understand this, to realize this. Do you understand? Acha, okay. Okay. All the sevadharis, stand up. It is good that where there is unity amongst you in the zone, that unity automatically enables you to carry out charitable work and increases your zeal and enthusiasm. A zone is put together so that places that are close to one another are easily able to help one another. So become cooperative in this way. Not that this is my area. No, all are mine. Wherever there is a need is mine. Although the names of the zones are different, here Baba means the regions are different, so names of zones are different. Wherever there is a need to give your cooperation at the time of need is a great charity. If you want to accumulate in your account of charity, then become cooperative. Then become cooperative. And glorify service even more. And glorify service even more. We're all one. But zones have been created for service so that you're able to see to everything. However, otherwise you are all one. You will remain united. You belong to one and will remain belonging to one. Acha. Now double foreigner stand up. So many double foreigners that come at that time, raise your hand. This is the Murli of 2010. Bab Dada has always said that the service abroad, has proved the father's title of the world server. Did you hear? Bab Dada is pleased. What does he remember in his heart? Wah, children, wah. Acha. Okay. Now, Yatyar. To all the children everywhere who are lovers of God, to all the children everywhere who are lovers of God, to those who constantly continue to fly with the Father's love and are intense effort makers and are true servers who are free from obstacles in service. Bap Dada is seeing all such children from everywhere. Bap Dada is also seeing the children from far, far away, and also seeing all the children who are watching and listening to Baba on a screen in different places in Shantivan. Bap Dada is giving all those children the blessing. All the blessing. May you always remain happy and distribute happiness for all time. May you always remain happy and distribute happiness for all time. A happy face. Anyone who sees your face should become happy on seeing your face. No matter what someone may be like, but on seeing your face, he should also become happy. This is a blessing for all the children everywhere. It is a blessing for all those here who are sitting personally in front. Your face should never wilt. Your face should never wilt. If you wilt, what would be the condition of the world? If you wilt, what would be the condition of the world? You have to have a constantly happy face and always be engaged in activities of happiness and make others remain like that too. To such intense effort making children, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and Namaste to all the sweet children. Okay, so this is the Murli of 15th March 2010. 15th March 2010. The heading of the whole Murli is, O souls who are worthy of God's love, give a handful of happiness to those who are unhappy. Finish all waste and become powerful and bring the time close. The essence of the whole Murli. So you children are worthy of God's love, therefore give a handful of happiness to those who are unhappy, finish all waste and become powerful and bring the time close. Okay, sweet Dadi Janki is in front of us feeding Bap Dada. how lovely those days were one day. Then Bap Dada was with us, the Dadis were with us. But even now, even these days are wonderful. Bap Dada continues to give us Sakash, continues to give us power, continues to sustain us. And now it's high time that we do the same to others. We have taken a lot from Baba. Now it's our turn to share that with others, what we have taken from Bap Dada and the Dadis. Okay, Om Shanti. So, original date, 15th March 2010, 12 years ago. Come and translate the rest of the senior speaking. Baba has said we have to give Sakash to the unhappy souls . Okay.
Shanti. We are fortunate. And so the Madhurvani group will be singing for those in the hall, those who are distributing toli. Please receive your toli and sit in the Avyak stage. The experience of bliss is vibrant in the whole, and so fortunate are those who have met Avyakt Bap Dada. And it's a time for great happiness and bliss. fortunate, multi-million fold, those who've met Bap Dada in this meeting. Having the obvious meeting, we have come directly in front of the Father. Dada, in this obvious meeting, we have enjoyed a lot. Om Shanti. Amongst us, Hindi and English book has been prepared by Brother Ratan, who our additional chief, Mohini Devi, has reached here. And congratulations, congratulations. And this book is being released. After this, through the women's wing,
women's spiritual empowerment exhibition book,
a book on women's spiritual exhibition book is being prepared. It will also be released. Women's Spiritual Empowerment book. And through Mohini Devi, it will be released. Dr. Savita Ben. I'm requesting Chakradhari Devi to come on the stage. It is a book of beautiful experiences by Ratan Dada. So Mohini Devi is now releasing the women spiritual empowerment book through the women's wing. It was written in English first. And thirdly, from Haridwar, a beautiful video film is being created, produced. And a new actor, Tanmay Singh, has got it ready, and you're able to view it on the YouTube from Haridwar. And Mohini Didi is releasing it, Haridwar Tak. Till the doorstep of Haridwar. Om Shanti, and I'm requesting Mohini Didi to share her blessings through her words. Om Shanti. There are two meanings to Shanti. First, silence, and second, peace. At the moment, we need silence. After meeting Bap Dada, there's great happiness, actually. And in happiness, one feels like speaking, isn't it? Right? But then, if we're able to have silence for 1 or 2 minutes, then it would be very good. Baba, for all his children, would not like our thoughts to be wasted, and it's through our thoughts we need to give sakash, and according to the present time, it's very important to give sakash, and the more we're able to in our mind have good wishes and pure feelings, then those good wishes and pure feelings will begin to become like a blessing toward for the self. And there's a saying, how can you give a blessing towards to yourself? One needs to have good wishes and pure feelings first. We receive blessings to ourselves and then to others. And so we bring this into practical, that we don't come into waste, but we give sakash to everyone. Do you think this is possible? There's no time left now to think waste. There's no time now at this time. Every pure, silent thought, we need to give peace, happiness, love to all the souls at this time. to our thoughts. We promised Baba at this time that we would do Mansa Seva. We're doing it through words anyway. But for all the souls in the world, we give Sakash definitely. Om Shanti. We've been inspired of being in Mansa Seva stage and determination. I request respected Nirabhai to share his pure feelings amongst all of us. Om Shanti. Brothers and sisters of Tamil Nadu and Nepal must be very happy today that in your turn, today's Murli has reached not only this land but lands of abroad also, and the time that this Murli was spoken, in that moment, that time, many of our elders, dadis, brothers of this land and of the foreign lands were also present and definitely doing service through the Avyakt form. And having seen them, the mind was very happy that again we saw Janki Dadi, Badi Dadi, Prakash Mani Dadi had left anyway before that. But then, I would say, the brothers and sisters of Tamil Nadu and Nepal must have made some extra efforts through which there were many programs in front of you. 1, 2, 3. And so in such an atmosphere, whatever time that passes, the atmosphere that begins to become charged through good wishes, we receive the benefit. And I've seen all brothers and sisters have great happiness in their mind, and together with this, then each one in their heart have passed a new resolution and have thought about it, that the little of the confluence age that is left within that time, according to Srimad, we walk according to accurate efforts. And for that, for all brothers and sisters, whether you're in the hall, whether you're outside the hall, whether you're in every part of Bharat, whether you're abroad in the world, recognize time, recognize the speed of time, the little time that is left within this time, the wishes that Bap Dada has for us children. Baba had made our hands, been raised many times, and in happiness made us raise both hands together. Then do remind the self that this time in Madhuban, we were raising both our hands, and therefore our efforts need to be made accurate and walk accordingly and not have carelessness and not to make any mistake. Stay always happy and make everyone else happy and do the service of the world, to do it with our cheerful face, with our eyes. And the more we do the service through this, it's not possible with only the words. Then, to all you brothers and sisters, may you congratulations to all of you, and congratulations. Thank you to Bhai Sahib for remaining happy and sharing efforts to remain happy and share that happiness. Now I request respected Brij Mohan Bhai that you too on this occasion share your heart's feelings. Om Shanti. Actually, this Murli is of 2010, however, the circumstances that we are passing today, it really resonates. Whatever Baba is saying, we are seeing that today. In particular, sweet Baba, loving Baba has said that Baba and the children also are able to hear the cry and the sorrow of the souls of the world. They are able to subtly hear. But then now you can also see it with the eyes. That in which way who is the father? What is sorrow? People have forgotten. And how destruction, the first scenes we are seeing in practical. When we used to hear the word suddenly, now you can see it now that suddenly, from hospital to hospital, home to home, village to village, have been destroyed. And it's not entering anyone's intellect what to do. Baba has already told us, children, it is there for benefit. But those souls who are leaving their bodies, they're becoming beggars. those, we have to give them sagash. First we thought that we have to give the general public sagash, that we have to give generally those in sorrow sagash, but you all see now that such horrific scene, up until we don't come together and give powerful sagash, until then they cannot receive salvation. So sweet Baba has said we have to do this work. What is mercy? Second, to feel the sorrow of others. What does that mean? World has forgotten all of this. And secondly, the scene changes. Baba is saying that we'll free ourselves from sorrow forever. We have to invoke the right time of completion and bring it closer. And for this, the formula of Baba's magic is purity. And so today Baba has said, thought, not only thought, Brahmins need to be free from impurity. And especially, Baba sees where the children need to make correction, it is the waste thoughts. Baba says that you must accumulate every treasure. Children do this, but waste thoughts, they finish everything. So now Baba has said especially that for the benefit of the world where you are, for birth after birth, those to accumulate treasures, and on the opposite, where waste thoughts are. So where you finish waste thoughts forever, have the key of determination and use that. And we all raised our hands for that. We raised both hands for that. We smiled. We were happy and laughing. Baba is saying, but if you bring it in practical, then all sorrow and pain, the reason for that is this. So at this time, Baba is saying, what does the world need? It needs peace. It needs liberation. We need to give that to them. And that is why one aspect is this, and second aspect, after a long time, this hall is full. We're seeing it's completely full. We saw from last year till now many programs, but according to drama, whether it's Tamil Nadu, Banaras, Delhi, whoever's come from wherever, just like 5,000 years ago, now it's the first time when we used to see the scene on the TV. It used to be empty because of social distancing, but now we have seen that it's a huge mela, huge gathering, and so it's an aspect of happiness seeing each other. Now Baba has said happiness will enable service to happen, and so the vibrations of happiness will be given to each other, and seeing each other's happiness will think, people think, what have they attained? And that is why, for all you brothers and sisters, may you be congratulated for today's day a lot. So every kalpa, just like this, we will be happy. Dada Ratan has released his book today, and he's got experiences over a lifetime, and those who listen to those experiences, that is fine, but when it's put into a book, then at any time one can pick it up and have that experience. And so there are jewels in this book, And so to all of you, brothers and sisters, congratulations, 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 Om Shanti. And so definitely, with determination, we will underline. And amongst us, Ratan Dada from London is present, who has written his book on his experiences. He will now share his few words in front of us. Om Shanti. I would not like to take too much time, but in short, I'd like to share why I've written this book, because when a book is released before that, there's a reason why is it written. People in the world write a book for a reason, but I'm sharing you my reason. When I came in knowledge, we would listen to Brahma Baba's experiences and Dadi's, and we had great intoxication. I never had that desire that I need to have that same experience. But after a time, I began to have the same experiences too. And time went by, and when I used to share these experiences to others, they would tell me, "Why don't you write a book?" I would say, "I don't have time. The yajna works were, I was very busy in, but I have the experience, then why should I write?" However, many had pressured me over many years to write it, because they had received a lot of inspiration. And so, having been obedient, I wrote this book, and there are many aspects, tasks which were impossible became possible, and many obstacles having come, I've been able to destroy the obstacle, stay in that stage, and have written such. And when I wrote, many wrote and sent emails that through your book we have received a lot of inspiration and a lot of power, and so that is the reason, the service happens for the children, Baba's children. So Baba had given me so many blessings. I'll share you one blessing that you too can use in your works. Baba said to me, "Child, you have a big part in making the yajna economical." And he asked, "How?" Baba said, "People are economical in the yajna, but they make a big show. But you have been so economical, but you haven't showed anything that you are economical." "But I've never told anyone." So Baba said, "You are incognito, and that is why you should receive lots of blessings." And so I'd like to share this, that it's my desire, not that. There's no, "I'm going to remain your server and stay a server," but no desire of name and fame. So this book is available in literature shop, whether in Pandabhavan, Shantivan or Gyansarova. If you receive it, you'll receive benefit, and I feel blessed if you receive it. And so in advance, I'd like to thank all of you. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Now we will sit in Baba's remembrance. And whoever are servers in the hall, we will cooperate in keeping it clean and organized. Om Shanti.